If you missed Heather and Steve, you missed a lot.
Steve, where are we going today?
New Delhi, India. They're very wise in the subcontinent. They know the children of the future. They know that children should be reading books as much as they can.
Well, that sounds nice.
So an Indian publisher in a bit of hot water with the unveiling of a particularly controversial but great leaders. A book devoted to people who have looked to better their country and their people.
Yeah.
By way of offering kids examples to aspire to. So on the cover, you have, naturally, Mandela. He was an inspirational person.
Okay.
Gandhi.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Hitler.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hitler?
We're talking about Adolf Hitler, just so everyone's clear, who, in the opinion of these publishers, is among the most charismatic and influential leaders the world has ever known.
Like, nobody said, hey, this is probably not a good idea.
No one said so.
Wow.
Hitler being one of the 11 leaders chosen, quote, who will inspire you, kids?
Oh, my God.
Yeah! You can get it on its online store for just $2 and be whisked away into a collection of truly great political and humanitarian leaders. Now, they did get some flack, naturally.
I was going to say, like, there's no way that people were quiet about this.
And a response has been given by the publisher, Anshu is his first name. Anshu says, look, we are featuring Hitler because his leadership skills and speeches influenced masses of people.
You know, it's funny because there's so many people that won't celebrate Bill Cosby anymore, O.J. Simpson anymore. But, like, compared to Hitler...
Yeah.
I mean,
now they are of the opinion that Hitler made untiring efforts to make Germany self-reliant.
Oh my God.
He installed a spirit of adventure in the common people and killed millions and millions and millions of people in the process.
Wow.
So there are any number of better uses you can have for your $2, including setting it on fire rather than purchase this collection of written garbage. Great leaders. Thanks, India.
Heather and Steve, mornings on Light Rock 105.